USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During his first official news conference, President Biden once again touted reaching 100 million coronavirus vaccinations in less than 60 days in office. He said he still has a ways to go.
I am setting a second goal, and that is we will, by my 100th day in office, have administered 200 million shots.
The president also spoke on the economy. He said the nation is now heading upwards since the American Rescue Plan made it through Congress.
Since it was passed, a majority of economic forecasters have significantly increased their projections on the economic growth that's going to take place this year. They're now projecting it will exceed 6%.
Biden said his next major initiative is to rebuild infrastructure to create good-paying jobs. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
During his first official news conference, President Biden was asked about North Korea, which has conducted missile tests this week. Korean state media claims that Pyongyang has launched a new tactical guided weapon.
There will be responses if they choose to escalate. We will respond accordingly.
A few hours after the president's news conference, North Korea conducted another test. That would be the third one this week. A State Department spokesman issued a statement condemning the launches. He said they threatened the region as well as the broader international community. Jacob Blake, who was paralyzed after he was shot in the back by a white police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin last August, has filed a civil lawsuit. He's now accusing the officer of using excessive force when he was shot 7 times in the back. His attorney said he's seeking unspecified damages against Officer Rustin Chesky. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The blockage of ships at the Suez Canal continues to grow after a Taiwan-based cargo ship got stuck in the 120-mile-long man-made waterway that connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. USA's John Clements reports.
Dozens of other ships have not been able to traverse the Suez Canal that is vital to about 10% of the global trade. Those ships remain anchored at either end of the canal. Concern now is that the Ever Given container ship could be damaged, further disrupting the estimated 1.9 million barrels of oil per day traveling through the Suez Canal. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
If it's something that may take days or even weeks, we could be looking at crude oil flows disrupted through the Suez Canal, which would be potentially significant. Really depends on what happens to oil stocks between Europe and Asia. That's where the kink is.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A drug maker that is trying to get its COVID-19 vaccine approved in the United States is coming clean about its efficiency. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
AstraZeneca released more data Wednesday for its COVID-19 vaccine, saying the shot was 76% effective at preventing COVID-19. The company had said earlier it had a 79% efficacy rate. The recent report was based on 190 cases, 49 more cases than the company had analyzed earlier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.